morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's ready to tackle Oklahoma's tough weather. It's Bentley, another OSU Grazing Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley has posted a top-flight yield record for nearly a decade and offers yield stability in drought-stressed environments. Bentley also offers good forage production and later winter dormancy with intermediate heading. Bentley is a perfect fit for the Central Wheat Corridor with exceptional baking quality and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Bentley, log on to okgenetics.com.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The United States Department of Agriculture released its latest weekly crop progress report on Monday, July 8th, according to which the U.S. corn crop is shown to be 98% complete, compared to 100% both last year and the five-year average. Silking has just begun at 8% complete this week, well behind 34 last year and 22 the average due to late planting caused by excessive moisture during planting season. The corn crop's condition currently is in worse shape compared to last year at this time, with an 18-point spread between 2019's good to excellent rating and that of 2018 at this time. At present, the crop's condition is rated at 57% good to excellent, 31% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. In addition, nearly all intended soybean acres have been sown, with planted soybeans reportedly at 96% complete this week, versus 100% last year and 99% for the average over the past 5 years. Soybeans emerged is currently at 90%, behind the previous year by 10 points and normal by 8 points. Soybeans have just started to bloom with 10% of the crop reportedly so, though still far behind 44% in 2018 and 32% on average. This reduced progress again a result of weather-related late planting. The soybean crop's current condition is somewhat worse in comparison to last year's crop at this time. At present, the crop has a 53% good to excellent rating versus 71% good to excellent this time last year. Meanwhile, the national winter wheat harvest is still trailing normal progress at just 47% complete this week, behind both last year and the five-year average by 14 points. Wheat's condition across the U.S. is rated this week at 64% good to excellent, 26% fair, and 10% poor to very poor. Across the southern plains this week in Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested has reached 95%, down 4 points from the previous year and down 2 points from normal. Wheat's condition rates at 73% good to excellent, 18% fair, and 9% poor to very poor. Over in Kansas, winter wheat condition rated at 4% very poor, 11% poor, 27% fair, 42% good, and 16% excellent. Winter wheat mature was 92%, harvested at 61%, well behind 89% last year, and 84% for the five-year average. Finally, in Texas, winter wheat's condition is rated at 59% good to excellent, 38% fair, and 3% poor to very poor. Wheat harvested is at 92% this week compared to 85% last year and 91% on the average. Remember, as always, you can check out that complete crop progress report up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com.
You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to cattleu.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.